Exposure makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and here we are once again. Every single Thursday, we bring you the juiciest housewife gossip with Reality Check with my girl, Tracy.
Yes, honey.
Woo!
Love me some Thursday.
That's right. We also are on Facebook Live, so make sure you chime in. But today, we have a very beautiful special guest, so you're not going to want to miss that, guys.
Uh-huh.
Say hello to Miss Nicole Warren.
All the way from Missouri.
Yeah.
Just for this day.
Just
that's
to talk
so
about
sweet.
It.
Just
I know.
For this day.
That is just how we roll.
That's
all right,
how
girls.
We, roll.
We have a lot to cover. Let's go to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
My gosh. Of course, now they're here on the reunion.
Yes.
Doing their thing. First off, what'd you think of their gowns?
Oh, good. Good
topic. Over the top.
Okay.
But can we do it differently?
No.
I mean, right. It has to be.
It has to be. That's reunion history.
Yeah. We need to look back. 10 years ago.
Yeah. For sure.
We need to compare.
Good,
Really much
who
so.
Who has come bigger?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite dress?
I gotta go with Candy. I like the gold.
Candy. I loved her hair.
I like the gold.
I loved Candy's hair. I thought it was beautiful. Yeah.
She looked beautiful.
Good.
She looked good.
Eva looked good too.
She
but
did.
It was, her dress was a little over the top, but it looked good.
See, I didn't like Eva's outfit.
What did they say?
It looks I didn't like her dress.
Yeah, Shamari.
You look a little bit like a tree.
I didn't like the big flowy. I didn't like the color.
I think it looked good sitting down, but it was.
And then I thought Shamari looked like she was ready for prom.
Yeah, Shamari looked like she was going to prom.
Let's go
for
to prom,
sure.
girl.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was just curious what you ladies thought. So obviously, it is very true. Nene's behavior from the beginning is, holy God, let's get the hell out of here because she is going to rip our heads
off.
Oh my gosh.
Dismissive.
Why? Why do you think she is at this point with all of her castmates?
I personally think that the whole thing with Greg, she has gotten so... just down, depressed,
nothing
is good.
Yeah.
And if those ladies are not going to do it her way, which it's always Nene's way.
Right.
Yep.
Always Nene's way.
Right.
She's just done.
She's become very bitter.
I mean,
here's the thing. Mm-hmm. She has a good point, and then hopefully we can talk about this too with the hot mic and everything. But she has a really good point, right, of being upset, thinking, you know, I mean, what we saw on the tape.
Yeah.
But... to have that attitude the entire time, it's like, okay, you can be upset and not think that they're your friends, but there's a way to conduct yourself. You're there. Is this three parts? I mean, to have an attitude every time someone says something.
Well, in that she is so much enthralled with herself that she believes everyone should drop what they're doing and be with her. I get it. When you're hurting, of course you want your closest friends to come, but she is demanding you to be here for me. Demanding.
Right.
And I feel like they have been, though.
What I don't understand is Cynthia is playing like she has no idea.
I know.
There was never a problem. Like, was Nene on the phone with her 2 days ago? And now all of a sudden Cynthia's like, I thought we were friends.
Right.
What happened? And Nene's like, oh, I haven't been friends with you for months.
Right. Well, and then, you know, there's clips of Cynthia saying to even Mike, like, I have to stage or pretend like I didn't know how Kenya got here. Then the hot mic with Candy. I don't understand why they're both sticking with the story they didn't know.
I mean, when you see at the reunion, Nene is on that phone before this even starts talking about, you know, Cynthia.
Yeah.
So what do you girls think about Cynthia? Do you think that she, I mean, what do you think? Do you think she cares to keep this relationship going? Do you think these girls will mend what's going on?
I don't think that we can expect Cynthia to not mend the relationship. Because if she doesn't have that relationship with Nene, what does she give to the show?
Yeah, Mike.
Right, Mike, and that's it.
Where's Mike?
Hashtag chill.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if she's not in some... fight with Nene, or if she's not in some super best friends with Nene,
she's not relevant.
Right.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I honestly think their friendship is going to definitely suffer. I don't believe they'll come back from this. Like, we've seen them get into fights before. I just don't feel like they're going to mend this one.
Friendship contracts.
Friendship contracts.
I'm going to start writing those for my friends.
Well, you know, they originally had a contract like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like they will get back together because we have seen this from time to time with Nene and Kim Zolciak, Sheree. I mean, all theirs. But those ladies still kind of come and go, you know, as they speak. But I don't know. It's very similar to Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle. Like, these two women relationships are very close, and now
it's a little dysfunctional.
I was just going to say it's very dysfunctional. And obviously, I hope that they work it out, but I don't know. To me, I would. Don't lie to me as a friend, like blatantly lie to my face that you didn't know. I wouldn't like that.
That would be very hard to be to go through that.
It's hard to be in a friendship with somebody who wants complete blind loyalty.
Right.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to say anything that is different than what they think.
Right.
Very. Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like, no one's perfect. It's a That's a stressful friendship. Yeah.
Of course, when they're on the couch, and the fighting becomes between Cynthia and Nene.
Yeah.
I mean, the yelling, the passive aggressiveness, that was just out of control between those two ladies. So, putting it all out
there. The digs.
Yes,
the digs.
Yeah. So, we will see. This will be a round two, of course, with that show. So, get ready. Geez. Of course, we are all in love with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Of course, this had to occur.
I can say I'm hurt. I can say I don't like anything that she did, but I'm not going to stand here and say what a f***ing bitch she was. Just said it. I can say I'm...
Yep, she said it.
I just said it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just say this really quick. So obviously Lisa probably had something to do with this, but I don't think she planted that article. I don't think that...
Well, when you swear on your kids, there's no way. I'm a mom. There's unless you've got to be totally messed up in
the
head.
Like, you got to be whacked out. So I don't think that she planted. I think maybe she had something to do with the whole manipulation of stuff. Mm. But to me, her and Kyle is such a dysfunctional relationship. Like, I'm with Lisa on this. Like, look, if you can't defend me when I'm not there, we shouldn't be friends. Right. Like, if you feel like you can't jump up and defend me, then we shouldn't be friends.
It's hard for me to not be on Lisa's side with pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. I love Lisa. Mm-hmm. I love me some LVP.
I do too.
Woo!
I do too.
I'm sure she had a little bit to do with it, but
she did.
Give her a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and we talked earlier. Lisa loves animals.
Yes.
So what do you think is going to happen when something bad goes wrong with an animal that was in her care?
Right.
Right.
She's going to blow up. Yeah. She takes this very seriously.
Yeah.
And like you said, I mean, did you see her on Andy Cohen then right after this segment?
I didn't get to see that.
No, I wanted to see that.
Yeah. She's still throwing it out there, and she's still kind of going through the fact that, well, they hurt me, and I don't know. She darkened her hair. She's wearing like a almost crown looking hat.
Oh,
yeah. So okay. I don't know. I think she's playing a role. I really think she's playing a role. I don't think she's being very authentic in this Andy Cohen deal.
Oh,
I don't know. That's just how I thought it. What do you think about her inviting Denise over to her party?
Let's talk about this.
That was the most awkward. First of all, it was awkward that she was sitting there by herself and she didn't really know anybody. And then when Lisa get there, it was so awkward between them two.
Yeah.
Like, she was there for an hour waiting. What did she say to someone?
She's like, did you not remember you invited me? I don't know. She acted like she didn't remember her. And that was really sweet, though, for Denise to give her a gift.
Denise is a sweetie. I love Denise Richards.
She's the best.
Like, she is so chill.
She's super chill.
She's the definition of chill.
She is.
Hashtag. Chill. That's what Denise
wants. Yes. And of course, all the ladies that met together, Teddy, Dorit, Erica Jane, Camille, and then of course Denise shows up. They're all having that gathering.
Yeah.
Camille kind of went a little cray-cray.
She went crazy. What happened?
What happened? Too much to drink.
I really need the Kelsey Grammer stuff to stop.
Wow.
Move on. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to see the flashbacks award with her red dress.
Yes.
And you have already won with me. I don't want it anymore. I need it to stop.
I'm dying over here.
I know. I agree. He was a bad husband. He was bad in bed. All the kind of stuff. I mean, but what happened? Like, what? She was talking about Lisa's teeth?
Yes, and it was going out of control. And then also speaking about teeth, Camille was making comments about Lisa Vanderpump's teeth. And then Lisa was talking about the fact that she was making fun of her teeth. I mean, why are we talking about teeth now?
Right. Camille got on Twitter yesterday or day before and apologized, saying that she should have never gone off. She should have never said anything, that she apologized to LVP.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's all good.
Wow.
And I wonder why Camille wasn't invited to Lisa's birthday party, Lisa Vanderpump's.
Yeah.
So she wasn't upset with Camille or Denise.
Mm-hmm.
So why she only invited Denise though, and not Camille? She didn't have an issue with.
It's again. I was just thinking. Oh, she's having Denise come over to make all the girls jealous. I mean, just like all of them. Like
right. Ruby is not just Kyle. Invited. Right.
Just,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. Right. Let's talk about Dorit's damn boobs.
Yeah, let's talk about her boobs. Okay, so why does she have a top on, even?
Right.
Because we saw
it's LA. I mean, we can wear whatever we want there, apparently. Shake 'em. I mean, little strip right here, we should be fine.
I just don't understand why you wore a top to the dinner or the drinks. Like, we saw everything that's under your shirt. We saw it all.
She does have a great boob job, though. I mean, I have to give it up. I do. I think she's got great boobs.
Doctor.
She has a great doctor. I don't say that about any of the others. Yeah. You know?
I don't think so. They don't look real to me.
Oh no, they totally look fake, but they're perky.
They're good.
Super perky. I mean, they look like they are
super perky.
Supposed to be a 21-year-old.
Yeah. But her body is insane. I just think she looked good. But you know, they've all had work done.
She does look good. It's just like we were saying before. I think she overdoes it. She can't handle. Like, Erica can put on a costume. Like, mm-hmm. she can't handle the costume.
Right. No, she doesn't do it right.
She doesn't do it right.
I bet most of the things she wears, Erica could pull off.
Right.
Yeah.
Dorit is questionable.
She's questionable.
You're trying too hard, honey. Yes. You are trying too hard.
You're trying too hard.
For sure. This actually made me laugh. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, are you really that incapable of understanding you have to pull something out of the electric socket to make it stop running?
Let's just rest it. Be careful. Okay, just leave it.
I've unplugged it now.
Oh, my God.
I think we need some greens. It should be healthy.
Yeah.
Like, definitely get some greens. I think you need a little bit more spinach.
Now, that's on, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Sadie, be careful.
Okay,
really? What are they making?
They're making a healthy shake.
But they just threw everything they could think of that could be healthy in.
These rich people were so confused.
And they were confused how the blender actually turns on when you plug it in and you hit a button.
They ran away from it, girl.
They thought they saw an alligator.
They ran away from it. I was too loud. I sat there like, did something happen? And I didn't know.
Oh,
they
ran away.
It made noise.
Well, I thought when it first happened that they had put the stuff in, but maybe they didn't put the top on, so it just spewed everywhere.
That's what I thought, girls.
They ran away.
The struggle is real. All right, because we are running out of time. Yeah. Let's hit on the Real Housewives of New York. Of course, they're at the Bluestone Manor. Luann taking Tinsley's room. And then who is it? Barbara takes the shark room. This is crazy.
So,
understand the room thing with every one of these franchises.
Yeah.
Every one of them, everybody has a problem with the room.
Poor
Let me tell
Dorit.
You, if my friend invited me to their multi-million dollar Berkshire's house, I'd be like, I will sleep in the closet.
Yes, okay. I will.
I will sleep in the floor in the kitchen.
I'll sleep in the floor.
Okay. In the floor. On the floor. Whatever. I will sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's true.
It drove me crazy how disrespectful Luann was. This is someone's home.
Right.
And she's like.
Entitlement.
You're saying horrible things about their home. They've invited you in their home.
Yeah.
I was shocked that I thought that Luann was the most entitled person on that episode because Ramona was also on that episode.
Yeah.
And she is usually the one who is has the entitlement problem.
Yes.
Well, her eyes were everywhere. I mean, they were looking everywhere last night on that show.
Do we expect anything different?
No.
I mean, we don't.
No. I was like, wow. I have to put it out there, too.
Yes.
What is going on with the arrival of Barbara and Sonia? Are they having an affair? Are they having a menage a trois?
Okay.
What is with the holding of the hands?
Oh.
I mean, I thought that was my daughter and her 8-year-old friend.
They were holding hands.
Over each other.
Why?
Real close.
Oh, yeah.
And holding the hands.
Oh, yeah.
What?
They embraced each other. And then just real quickly, it was funny for me to see how intoxicated. Well, it's never funny. Sonia just got way smashed. Mm-hmm. And that she started getting jealous at Barbara decided she was going to sleep with Bethany. That's not happening. Like, so it was all crazy.
When they drink, they drink.
They drink a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Barbara look like a man to you guys?
She's just muscular.
Oh, okay.
She is a little.
To me, I think she's muscular.
Yeah, she's feminine with a little bit of.
Yeah.
masculinity.
Yeah, she
like,
could kick
I
your
can
ass.
Handle
oh,
myself.
She could.
Ooh, yes.
She could for sure.
She could. Yeah. All right, there you have it. That is the rest of, you know, out of time. But the rest of us will, again, bring you back here next Thursday. It was so fun for you to stop in today.
I'm so happy to be here. Yay! So happy. Thank you, ladies.
You are so welcome. Thanks to Nicole. It's Chris in the Morning Garage with Reality Check. We're out of here. Back at it next week.
So nasty and so rude.